This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and J.J. Jasper. You're listening to American Family Radio, AFR. Go to the website, AFR.net. We do have all our shows, most all our shows at least, I think, podcast, if you want to re-listen to them again. I also wanted to mention, we talked about J.J. J.J. Travels the country and speaks all over the place. And he speaks, he has an inspirational talk, and he also has stand-up comedy that he does. So if you're planning an event for your church or your community, and you're looking for a great speaker to come to your town, check out JJ's website and get more information there. JJJasper.com. Is that what you said, JJ?
JJJasper.com. Thank you for that. I'll be in Clovis, New Mexico, Arkansas, Muskegon, Michigan, Central Baptist Church in Clovis. This Sunday, Roseland Park Baptist Church in Picayune, Mississippi. So one of the most rewarding things I do is to get a chance to travel. And it seems like each year I do more pregnancy center annual fundraisers, and I'm so passionate about that. It's exciting to hear 9 out of 10 times they reach or exceed their goal. So that's
right.
That's a blessing with so many of our listeners that are pro-life.
Amen.
Hey, let's repeat our questions that have heretofore.
Hey, you said it.
Heretofore. Yeah, but we've waited a long time today to go to six after.
Six after the
To use heretofore?
Yes.
An hour and two minutes into the
Was it heretofore in the Gettysburg Address, or am I just, did I dream that?
Four score
Ralph
in 7 years.
Waldo Emerson.
Close. Close.
He used heretofore often in his
heretofore. I never knew that
in soliloquies. Yeah,
in soliloquies. All right, here are my three questions.
You don't know what an in soliloquy is?
It's a
form of poetry.
Yeah, well, it's when they
use medieval times.
A person in a poem or a story gives a like a poetic
right. Like Mel Gibson
did. Like a monologue.
Yeah.
In Braveheart.
In Braveheart. That was in soliloquy.
When you're lying in your beds, about to die.
All right. Love, true love. Oh, wait, that wasn't Mel Gibson.
Go ahead.
All right, here are my three questions. From the Disney animated film, I'm surprised this one hasn't been answered. From the Disney animated film, Peter Pan, complete this sentence. Neverland is the second star to the right and blank. There's a phrase that completes that sentence. Second star to the right and blank. Second question, the word Cineplex is a blend of what two words? And third question, true false, when they reproduce, aardvarks lay eggs. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. Who was the very first Republican U.S. president? Who was the first Republican U.S. president? Second question, in 1687, who introduced the three laws of motion? Very famous scientist, and I'm talking about those for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. That's one of the three. But who introduced the three laws of motion? And then I'll add one. Where in your body is your patella? Where in your body is your patella? You're wanting to have a day off from work, and you call in and say your patella has flared up.
Right.
Where on your body?
Right.
Where are you hurting?
Well, I'll tell you this. My wife and I had a severe disagreement the other day. I wanted a peanut butter sandwich, and she gave me one with some of that patella on it.
No, she did
yes,
not.
Yes, she did.
That's
yes,
just
some
wrong.
Kind of something made out of some kind of nuts other than peanuts.
They do that in Australia.
Yeah.
Too.
At least on the eastern part.
Yeah. The Vegemite and then the patella.
Yeah. Hey, you know, if you've never had any Vegemite, be thankful. I had some of that in Australia. That's the nastiest stuff. It's an oily, glue, black, gummy stuff that they spread on toast. It's a breakfast staple. They love it. But it stinks. It makes you gag, and it's not even edible. It's like a tar, something that should be on the bottom of your shoe. Yeah, and that's what they live
JJ,
on over there.
You're not going to get any invites to speak in Australia.
Not anymore.
No, you can write that one off.
But it's called Vegemite.
Vegemite. All right.
Look it up.
Here are my three. I got two questions. In a deck of playing cards, what is the only king without a mustache? What's the only king without a mustache in a deck of playing cards? Number two. Who said this? What famous person in history? It's a household name, so I'm not just, you know.
Yeah.
God does not play dice. Who said that in history? Very famous person. We go back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go, Tim. We go to West Virginia, and the name simply says conservative. So either that is just somebody's not wanting to put their real name out there, or someone's parents. Just really wanted to kind of pigeonhole them for the rest of their lives.
Keep on, Ed.
Conservative, welcome to the program.
Hello. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. Is your name really conservative?
No, I did try to name my final child conservative. My husband, he balked.
You know what? That's a wise man you're married to there. I did have a friend that wanted to name his child. This is for real. Coach. He wanted that to be their first
name.
Coach. Yeah, he said they'd have instant respect. Name his son Coach, then whatever your last, you know, Coach Fattagliano, people are going to perk up and go, hey, he'll have the answer.
Coach. Oh, man. All right, conservative. If that's what you want to be known by, that's fine. Which, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, and I just need to say it's a pseudonym that represents my persona.
Right.
Your persona. Good. Now, this is a smart lady we got here. Mm-hmm. She's already used the word balked. Mm-hmm. You know, her nickname is conservative. Persona, we're dealing with a smart person
here.
Right. We may get stumped. I don't know. But
My Sharona was a great song.
My Sharona. There you go. All right, which question do you want to take a shot at?
The laws of motion.
Here we go. You were right, Ed. All right, Miss Conservative. In 1687, who introduced the three laws of motion?
I believe it was Isaac Newton.
Newton. You're exactly right.
All right, now, you already, what was the first one you gave?
Here's the deal. Not only did he introduce the laws of motion, he invented the apple. Now, Johnny Appleseed got more credit than he did because he was out. He was the one busy planting them apple seeds. But
and then Steve Jobs stole the whole idea.
Here are the three. Objects in motion tend to stay in motion. At rest tend to stay at rest unless acted on by an unbalanced force. That's the first one. Second, force equals mass times acceleration. The third, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
I was going to say the rolling stone gathers no moss.
No, that was after the apple hit him on the head. He started saying those kind of random things, real willy-nilly. Yeah, you knew that. Do you have a question for us?
I sure do, but it's a sports question.
We're ready.
Okay, it's hockey because I'm married to a
Ed's guy. Ready.
All right, hey, listen, I love
hockey. Right.
Did you say you're married to a hockey player?
No, I said I was married to a Yankee.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah,
gotcha.
Well, first, before you go, conservative, what's your husband's favorite team?
The Detroit Red Wings.
Oh, well,
that's what my question is about.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the Detroit Red Wings, as they're known now, what was their original name?
Because they're one of the original six teams.
That's true.
Hey, you get credit for that in my book, that you knew there were six.
Yeah, original six teams. I do not know the I know the symbol for their team, you know, is a wheel with a wing. I do not know their original name.
I know
it's a good question.
They spend a lot of money at the dentist. That's the only thing I know. And they wear skates, but that's all I know about hockey.
I don't know. That's a good, great question. What's the answer?
From 26 to 30, they were known as the Cougars. And then from 30 to 32, they were actually the Falcons.
The Detroit Falcons and the Detroit Cougars?
Yes.
Wow. That's some great trivia.
You get a Red Wing bird.
I guess.
Can you name the original six?
I can.
Do it.
Montreal Canadiens, Toronto Maple Leafs, Boston Bruins, Chicago Blackhawks, New York Rangers, Detroit Red Wings.
Woo!
Awesome.
Yeah, the hockey man through again.
That's our sports professor.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, great. And I just want to say, conservative, I knew you were smart, but when you said you married a Yankee, you're sure enough smart now. That comes from a Boston boy.
Thank you. All right, next caller is
Thank you,
Sue.
Conservative. All right,
Thank
we
you for calling, conservative.
Next caller is Tim wants to get away from the hockey talk here. So.
No, that's okay.
Arizona. Wow, Arizona. We go to Ruth. Ruth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Ruth.
Hey, Ruth, where are you listening in Arizona?
Probably a little town that you've never heard of. It's called Concho.
Uh-huh.
Concho.
Is that near our Winslow station?
Pretty close. I'm closer to Sholo.
Okay.
You know, I would watch a Western named Concho or listen to a song.
By Concho?
That mentioned Concho, Arizona in it.
Yeah.
The guy singing in a deep bass voice. Yeah.
Well, I know something. When I was growing up and I was a teenager, I was a little bit self-concho, you know, about my appearance, and I was real skinny and all that. So
I got nothing after you guys on Concho. I got no Concho jokes.
Ruth, ask, answer, or both?
You guys are corkers. I would like to do both, please.
That was the first team of the hockey thing, the Corkers.
The Corkers.
Which one you want to answer?
I would like to answer the deck of cards question.
Okay, in a deck of playing cards, what is the only king without a mustache?
I believe that would be the King of Hearts.
King of Hearts.
There's
a mystery question has been answered, has been solved, and you,
Ruth,
you have won yourself two things. One is a T-shirt, a Learning University T-shirt, which I'm now holding up on our Facebook page for today's issues and YouTube. And then we're going to send you to a Redeem Clean laundry detergent. We'll send you some of that as well. So there you go. Great answer. You're correct. The King of Hearts.
King of Hearts.
Hey, how's it feel to win something, Ruth? The day is not even half over.
I know. It's very, very exciting. I'm thrilled. I'm getting one of y'all's T-shirts. That's the one with your pictures on it?
Pictures.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and
some people will, like, put it on their, like, a chair in their kitchen and stuff and eat breakfast with us.
Right,
and
right.
That kind of thing. So.
Others put it on the scarecrow and put it out in the garden to keep the critters away.
Right. I would say that of the caricatures on there, I've dropped 20 pounds since they did this. So I don't have two chins.
Yeah, keep that in mind.
Anymore. You know what I'm saying? So when you get that, understand I weigh less and they portrayed me there.
I will definitely wear it proudly.
It's apparently very important to Tim that you don't think that about him. So.
Well, I mean, I worked hard on my weight loss program. I had a car wreck. I committed to that. You know, I cut back on my fatty foods.
Right.
All
right. Hey, so Ruth,
I want some credit for some.
We'll give you credit for it. And
I'm writing a book. It's called The Car Wreck Diet. And, if you're willing to go in the hospital for 6 days, that's how you kickstart everything.
That's how you get it started.
Look, if Daniel can write a diet book and have a plan there, you can.
That's right. So maybe we need to have a Trivia Friday T-shirt 2.0 with our pictures on it there.
Well, you know,
and then we can get a new
It's a face. New me.
A new face.
But that's okay. You know, it'll work.
Hey, Ruth, but I know you got a question for us, but just to remind you now, before, you know, when we're done with you on the air, don't hang up. I'll put you on hold, and Cindy Roberts will get your information so we can send you your free stuff, okay?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
All right, Tim, you had something else before?
No, there's a mustache on my picture on the T-shirt.
Well, it's dark, and your mustache,
as well as my
beard.
It looks like
a
Hitler mustache to me. I got a problem with that, too.
Yeah, well, we need to
I just now noticed that.
Canada Burkhalter
We can talk about it anyway. It's free.
It's free.
That's right.
Free.
That's right.
Ruth, what's your question for us?
Okay, it's kind of a little brain twister.
A beggar's brother died, but the man who died had no brother. How is this possible?
A beggar's brother died, but the what?
But the man who died had no brother?
Correct.
How is this possible?
How is that possible?
The beggar is a woman.
Oh, yes. Darn it, you got me.
Oh, good job, man. That's a fist bump there.
Wow, JJ, that was fast.
You took your back?
No, ma'am. You won that fair and square.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just send him a rock from Concho so he can...
A rock from Concho.
So he can say this right here is from Concho, Arizona.
Arizona.
All right, Ruth, actually,
the petrified wood.
Hey, that would be nice.
You know what?
Cool.
You're in Concho. JJ's going to be in Clovis. How far are you from there?
That's New Mexico.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
That's on the other side.
Well, I'll wave. I'll face Arizona and I'll wave. So be watching for that, Ruth.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Ruth, I'm going to put you on hold. Congratulations, okay?
Yes.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. If you want to send us an email, just send it to comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. I think she's listening to our Holbrook station.
Okay.
In Holbrook, Arizona.
Yeah, sweet lady.
Yeah, very nice.
All of our listeners are so nice.
If you don't have an AFR station, you get out of range, just go to our app. Takes you 1 minute to download our app, one or two minutes. Free app. It's American Family Radio app, and then you can listen anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, really, to AFR on your phone or iPad or similar device. It's very easy to do. We got 7 or 8 minutes left on the program today. We're going to give the questions for the last time.
All right. From the Disney animated film Peter Pan, complete this sentence. Neverland is the second star to the right and blank. What's the phrase that completes that sentence? Second question, the word Cineplex is a blend of what two words? What two words combined make up the word Cineplex? And third question, when they reproduce, aardvarks lay eggs. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. Who was the first Republican U.S. president? Who was the very first Republican U.S. president, one of the most famous presidents that we have? Second question, where in your body is your patella? Where in your body is your patella?
In or out?
Huh?
He said in. Is
where in your body?
Where your patella, on your body.
On your body?
Or in your body.
Can you at least tell us that much? Is it exterior or interior?
It's a body part. Where?
Patella.
Where in your body is your patella?
Where is that?
Okay. Yeah. So if somebody says your patella is showing...
Then
you know,
that,
you're
that
like,
tells you it's outside.
That would tell you yes. It's outside.
Or either you got real problems.
Yeah.
Then you go to the doctor. Pretty
pituitary
quick.
Glands acting up.
Yeah. Which is worse, a pituitary or a patella to act up?
Well, that remains to be seen.
Yes, it does.
Depends on where the patella is in your body. If you're right. Using it to think or if you're walking on it.
All right, my question, I got one question left, and that is this. What famous person said this, God does not play dice. That's the quote. Famous quote from a famous person. I want to know who said that. God does not play dice.
It's got to be C.S. Lewis. He said everything.
You're right, JJ. Nobody checks it. Nobody nobody fact checks the pastor when he whips out C.S. Lewis to say, God, you know, this is the truth theologically. So said C.S. Lewis.
Right.
Nobody checks that out. So, you're right. Who's next?
All right, we go to Arkansas, and Brenda is on the line. Brenda, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. How are you?
Well, doing fine.
We're blessed,
Brenda. Thank you. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to answer.
All right, which question?
Where's the patella?
Here's the question, Brenda. Where in your body is your patella?
It's your kneecap.
All yes. Right. Yeah.
And, of course, my earlier hilarious joke was Nutella. That's that stuff that's supposed to be like peanut butter.
Right. Yeah. Which led to the Vegemite commentary.
Vegemite, yes.
Commentary by JJ.
The person that knew this for sure was that girl that got after Nancy, that Olympic skater.
Oh, Nancy Kerrigan?
Yeah. Who was the one, the mean girl that got after her? What, whacked her on the kneecap with a steel pipe?
It was her boyfriend.
Oh, her boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah, but the other skater was the one who put him up to it. What was her name?
Yeah, she was the mean girl.
Yeah.
Tanya Harding.
Yes,
there you
Tanya
go.
Tanya Harding.
There you go.
Yeah. Boy, that's a blast from the past.
Mm. All right. Hey, good way to go, Brenda. Do you have a question for us?
No, I don't. I'm just glad I got in today.
Have a great weekend, and may you never have trouble with your patella. Patellas.
And may you never have to eat Nutella or Vegemite.
Patella. That does sound like a food, though, a vegetable.
Yeah.
You know, the very back of the garden. Hey, before we come in, go grab a patella.
For our salad.
I think we'll want one of those tonight, too. Don't you think, huh?
Someone's going to have to shuck it.
Well, it's worth it. Make some patella cornbread.
All right, should we go to maybe the last one today?
Who knows?
Okay, Georgia.
The patella knows.
I can't tell the future is.
The patella. Oh.
I'm just a man.
Just a big man with an eye like an eagle. All right, Ed from Georgia. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good afternoon, professors.
And I always say two Eds are better than one.
Hey, Ed, thanks.
Always.
Thanks for calling, brother. From where are you calling from in Georgia?
I live in Leesburg, but I'm calling from Albany.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Those movie makers, our friends there in Albany, Sherwood Baptist Church.
Yes, sir.
The Kendricks.
Yes, sir. Doing a great ministry. Kind of like AFR, doing a great ministry. Great
Thank
ministry.
You. Ed, you want to ask, answer, or both?
I would like to answer, and I'll have to say this Miss Conservative answered my 1687 question, so I got to. A fallback. I'll fall back to the word question of Professor Ed.
All right. The word cineplex is a blend of what two words?
That should be a blend of cinema and multiplex.
Well, I'm going to give it to you. Cinema and complex is, multiplex is probably, six of one, half dozen of the other. So good job.
Yeah. Nicely done, Ed.
So nothing about cinema.
Nothing about cinnamon.
Oh, I was thinking cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
I don't have a question, but just Plexiglass. A phrase that a sports phrase that I'm sure that Tim will be able to appreciate. But
all right.
Roll Tide.
There you go. Man.
There you go, Ed. Yep.
Oh man,
you can't get away from
click
that.
Delete.
No, you can't get away from those Alabama fans. You can't. You can go to the end of the earth, and you're going to find.
Could leave you with 17 and counting. Think about that.
Hey, Ed, don't run off because I had a thing here a while back, a pseudo-breaking ESPN preseason top 10. They've got Alabama number one, Clemson number two, Alabama second string at number three, Oklahoma, they've got Alabama practice squad, number five, Georgia, then towards the end, number nine, they've got Alabama youth football camp.
Yeah, that's funny. All right, Ed, thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Have a good one.
We are out of time.
All right, questions from the Disney animated film Peter Pan. Complete this sentence. Neverland is second star to the right and?
No clue.
Straight on till morning. Come on, guys.
Straight on to a great song by the Eagles.
And when they reproduce, aardvarks lay eggs, true or false?
True.
It's false. Oh. They are mammals.
False. Hey, who is the first Republican U.S. president?
Abraham Lincoln.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
God does not play dice. Who said that?
I'm going to say Albert Einstein.
No Albert clue. Einstein.
Wow.
Yep. Albert Einstein. He was an agnostic.
Yes.
He was not an atheist.
I think he stole that from C.S. Lewis.
Yes,
fact check me.
Right.
God does not play dice.
Yeah, I'm going to go right there and right back to my office and fact check that.
You do that, Ed. All right, folks, have a great weekend. Be in church on Sunday, and we shall see you back here on Monday. Take care, everybody.